Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 48 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Had been any cheering of anybody connected with the case at any time, or that there had been any cheering growing out of or connected with the Frank case until after the verdict was rendered and I was told about said incidents. The jury left the courtroom every time before the judge, lawyers, and audience were permitted to leave, and there was never any applause or cheering either inside of the court or outside of the court within my knowledge while the case was being considered. The jury, in leaving, were always attended by the deputy sheriffs or bailiffs, one always going in front and one always in the rear. We were usually taken direct from the courthouse to the German Cafe, located midway of the block on Pryor Street, opposite from the courthouse, and it took only a very short time to go there, I should estimate about 3 minutes at the outside upon reaching the German Cafe. We were taken directly to a private dining room in the rear of the building, and the door immediately closed. After being shut up in this room, we never heard any sounds that in the slightest resembled applause or cheering. We considered was the cheering that arose shortly after the verdict of guilty was read, when there was one big shout in Pryor Streets, and said cheering was loud and long with the exception of this cheering. I never heard anything that had the slightest resemblance to cheering, and I never heard any applause except that heard by the judge, and only heard about the cheering after having been discharged from the case, that neither on Saturday, August 23, 1913, nor on any other day or date, did any man or men other than the bailiffs in charge of the jury ever walk with or by the side of the jury, and neither did anybody, within my knowledge, ever speak to any juror at any time or place outside of the presence of the court. That if at any time any man ever grabbed any juror by the hand or held any conversation with any juror, the same was not in my presence. No man ever grabbed me by the hand at the place referred to by W.P. Neal in his affidavit, nor did I see or hear or know anything about.